Track 305.
One particular favorite item of scrimshaw produced by sailormen for their womenfolk at home was the engraved busk. This whole flat case on the right side of the small gallery is full of examples of busks. These pieces, generally made of whale skeletal bone, sometimes of baleen, were made to stiffen corsets. 19th century women often wore a corset to accentuate their figure, and the busk, which promoted good posture, was inserted into a slot in the front of the corset. Busks were sometimes engraved with complete whaling scenes, showing exactly how the man earned his living. Sometimes, elaborate compositions involving ships, couples strolling, flowers, hearts, and other geometric forms dazzling to the eye made these pieces especially personal. Such busks have a very old tradition, with wooden examples from New England's coastal regions dating to the mid-18th century. Of all scrimshaw forms, however, the pie crimper seems to have given the artists the most inspiration for varied, practical, and beautiful forms. Elaborately carved into geometric shapes, sometimes in the form of a snake or a fist, sometimes an eagle or a mythical beast like a horned hippocampus or seahorse, sometimes inlaid with tortoiseshell and brass rivets, the pie crimper was a very popular form of scrimshaw. Hundreds of examples exist. The pie crimpers were used to form a decorative edge on pastries. Built scrimshaw is yet another category of this complex art form, and these pieces were also commonly made as gifts to women. Many of these built pieces can be seen along the top shelves in the gallery cases. Among the most complex forms are the yarn winders, commonly called swifts. A swift is a circular cage of intersecting pieces of whale skeletal bone pinned together to pivot off each other and tied at the ends with colored ribbon. These are fastened to a central cylinder that fits over an axle, allowing the cage to rotate as well as expand and contract. Swifts enabled a skein of yarn to be made into a ball for knitting. The whole piece could be either clamped to the edge of a table or built on top of an equally well-crafted box made from exotic woods, often with a drawer or two, often with ivory or mother-of-pearl inlay, and sometimes including fine ivory turnings at the corners. In order to build a swift, a whaleman would need access to a lathe, and from the large numbers of pieces of turned scrimshaw, it is evident that lathes were common shipboard tools. Canes were sometimes made as presentation pieces, but always served as status symbols for the whalemen themselves or others engaged in the industry, either as merchants, bankers, investors, even well-respected local clergy. Canes, like pie crimpers, lent themselves to a wide array of artistic and stylistic development. How many different sorts of materials, shapes, and figures can you see in this case of canes? In this gallery are examples of the world's finest pieces of scrimshaw. These pieces were made by whalemen at sea, both by sailors and officers. The larger, more complex pieces were more likely made by officers than by seamen, as officers had more room in their staterooms, cabins, and other spaces. The richness of the scrimshaw forms illuminates 19th century society and culture in ways that few other art forms can parallel.